Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Let me help you, Mum.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Just lift your hair up so I can see the clasp. That's it?
Sid bought me this necklace.
Did he?
My first Christmas present from him. We went Christmas shopping. I saw it in the jeweller's window and I thought of your Auntie Nicky.
I knew she'd love it.
Well, so how come you ended up with it?
Well, I didn't have the money. I bought her the bracelet instead. But after Christmas, Sid surprised me. He'd remembered it, gone back to the jeweller's after he'd taken me home, and he bought it for me.
Oh, thoughtful.
That was my Sid.
Oh, Mum.
It's okay. I'm all right. Your dad rang yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice of him.
He asked how you were and all. He knew you and Sid were close.
Yeah.
Do I look okay?
You look lovely, Mum.
Today would have been our 8th wedding anniversary.
I know.
The 8 happiest years of my life. Well, apart from the day you were born. What time is it?
Well, it's early yet. We're not meeting Tony for another half an hour. Oh, it's a lovely day.
Is it? I am glad.
Shall I get you a coffee?
No, thanks.
Something stronger?
No, I'm all right. You go and get ready, darling. I just want a bit of time on my own.
What?
Are you still on the computer? Don't you think you should be getting ready?
In a minute.
Please, love. And can you turn your music down?
Right.
Oh, thanks.
What am I supposed to wear?
Well, I don't mind, as long as you don't look scruffy.
As if I would.
No, I know. I'm sorry, love.
What's the point of all of this, Mum? I've already had the funeral. I can't see the point.
It's to say a final goodbye to your dad. Here at home.
Is it just Tony saying anything?
Yes. It really won't be long.
Right.
So come on now. Switch your game off and get ready.
I heard Kenton a bit ago. Was he going out?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Has he come to the cricket field with us?
No. No, he isn't.
Let's see what we got here then.
What was that, Joe?
Quiet in here this morning, isn't it?
A moment of respite to catch up with ourselves.
Oh, I ain't complaining, missus. You won't see me clock watching. Chianti Classico 2007.
Good grief. How anyone can call this sort of film entertainment, I'll never know.
What's wrong with films these days is there's far too much violence.
What about detective stories?
Oh, depends. Cop shows I like.
Cop shows?
Ah, Coach Duvall, 2006. In a Sweeney, you know. Now, that was worth coming home early from the
home. No, no, no. I mean proper detective stories.
What, like that French bloke, Pierrot?
Please, Joe, he's Belgian and his name's Poirot.
Oh, no, 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 no. Some of them so slow I nods off halfway through and miss who done it.
Well, how would you feel about taking part in one?
What do you mean, like?
For the fete. A whodunit trail, like the one they did at St John's Parva, with a victim, suspects and clues to guess who the villain is.
With the prize?
Yes.
Sounds interesting.
Good. The committee thought so too.
What's it about then?
Well, we haven't worked out the fine detail yet.
What's holding you up then?
Well, although the committee were very interested and enthusiastic, I confess I was expecting them to ask me to write the scenario. It is my forte, after all.
Of course it is. What with you writing all them pantos and whatnot?
Quite. Thank you, Joe. A lesser person than I might have felt snubbed. And the event will need casting and a modicum of direction at the very least.
Oh, casting, eh? You'll be looking for actors to be the suspects, then, will you?
Well, eventually. Joe, if you carry on like that, it'll take all day to put out those bottles.
Well, just being sorry. Did they have a date stamp then, wine bottles?
No, of course not.
Ah.
Why?
Well, just so as I don't make no mistakes putting them out. Any role, you may as well write the detective plot whether they asked you to or not.
That's what Robert said.
Nobody else had the time.
Exactly.
Hey, you could crack on with it here.
Oh. Good idea, Joe.
Well, we're quiet.
Yes. That's exactly what I'll do.
Hello, Jolene. Hi, Fallon.
Hello.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
How are you, Jolene?
I'm all right, thanks. Hey, Jamie. You okay?
Yeah.
How you been, Jamie?
Okay.
Morning.
Oh, Tony.
Hi, morning. Tony.
Jolene.
Here you are.
Oh. Are you... Are you sure?
Yeah. I thought I'd want to do it myself. But I don't think I...
Oh, that's all right, Jolene. I can do it. Right.
Thanks for coming, Tony.
Oh, that's okay. I know how difficult this is for you all.
Yes.
So, shall we make a start?
Yeah, please.
Well, I'm so glad we've got a lovely morning for this.
Yeah.
It's fitting that we should come to the cricket square to say goodbye to Sid. He kept our team going for so many years. Sid and I, we go back a long way. He was the most loyal friend anyone could wish for. A caring, thoughtful, generous man. A loving husband and father. He was so proud of you, Jamie. Mm. And I know everyone here will miss him so much.
Are you okay, Mum?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Give me your hand.
Yeah.
And so we say goodbye, Sid. You live on in all our hearts.
Wait, Tony.
Mum?
Let me. I can do it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Goodbye, Sid. Bye, my darling.
Goodbye. Jamie, where are you going?
Home.
No, wait.
No, you stay here, Kathy. Let me go after him.
Oh, Joe. You started on the chocolate biscuits.
Eh?
Stacking the shelves.
Yeah,
You're proving to be a real asset this morning.
Ah, well, I thought it'd give you time between customers to concentrate on your writing.
And I appreciate your thoughtfulness.
So how are you getting on, then?
Well, I've been quite inspired.
Oh?
I've made copious notes, as you can see.
Oh, very impressive. What's it about, then?
Oh, my lips are sealed for the moment, Joe.
Oh, go on, Mrs. I won't breathe a word.
No, I can't, I'm afraid. For one thing, I'll have to run it past the committee first.
Well, who's in it, then, eh? Yeah. Who's the handsome intellectual detective, eh?
Well, the detectives will be the people who participate. That's the point.
Oh.
Oh, yes. But there will be parts for some of my panto regulars.
Oh!
And I've thought of a wonderful title.
Well, you can tell me that at least, eh?
The Strange Affair at Ambridge Towers. What do you think of that?
Oh.
Are you okay, Jamie?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You had your mum worried there.
She should have known I didn't want to go.
Well, you didn't have to.
I did.
I'm sure she wouldn't have made you if you'd told her.
Not for her. For Dad.
Oh. Well, that's great. Sid would have been very proud of you for having the courage.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. These things aren't easy. Feelings are... Well, they're funny things. They take you by surprise sometimes.
I know.
But your mum has lost someone very dear to her, too.
They weren't married anymore.
No, but they were still close friends. I know it's difficult, but you have to try to be strong for her, too.
Why should I?
Because... Well, I think in the future you'll be proud.
I don't understand.
No, proud of yourself for the way you've handled it all. That's what I mean.
But she makes it so hard.
Well, how do you mean?
The way she does stuff. She doesn't help.
Oh, right.
Now she's here. Thanks for the lift.
Oh, that's okay.
Jamie!
I'm going in.
Jamie!
Oh. Kathy.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I'm sorry, Kathy. I didn't do very well.
Oh, Tony, thanks for trying.
Well, it's not my strong point, I'm afraid.
I do appreciate it.
Oh, poor lad. I did my best, but he's very cut up about it.
And I've made everything so much worse.
How?
Kenton offered to come with us for Jamie's sake. And I told him since he didn't consider Sid to be family, we didn't need him. It was because he refused to come to New Zealand. Sort of revenge, I suppose.
Oh, Kathy, I'm sorry.
I've made a terrible mistake. And it's not me who's suffering because of it. It's Jamie.
Oh, morning, Lillian.
What are you doing?
Cleaning.
Yeah, but how are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
You look very tired.
I'm not sleeping very well.
No, well, I don't suppose you will be. Did everything go all right up at the cricket field yesterday?
Yeah. Thanks.
Good.
Yeah, Tony did Sid proud.
I knew he would.
Was hard for Jamie, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I expect it was, poor thing. Is Fallon around?
Yeah, she's somewhere. It's on the phone, I think.
I wanted to know when she'll need me today.
I think we're all right, thanks, Lillian.
But you said yourself you're not sleeping.
Oh, I'm okay.
Jolene, you really should take a few more days off.
No. I just want to, to get back to some kind of normality.
Yeah, I can understand that, but are you ready yet? Are you sure?
Yeah. Honestly. I know that's the best thing for me. And for everyone else.
Morning.
Oh, hi. I didn't hear you come in last night.
It was late.
Oh, right. Would you like a coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. No. So, how did it go yesterday?
Oh. Jamie didn't cope with it very well.
It was when Jolene took the urn. I think it was her saying goodbye out loud, you know. It upset him.
Yeah, well, of course.
Anyway, he walked off. He said he was going home. Tony tried talking to him, but...
I see.
Oh, he really needed you. I wish you had been there, Kenton.
Right. Well, too late now, isn't it? Oh.
You could do with having a look at the fencing near the gate in Long Meadow as well.
Yeah?
When you finish doing the trailer. It's quite a long stretch, could do with replacing.
All right, I'll get on to it this afternoon.
Thanks.
I was just thinking about Tom.
Were you?
Yeah, pass the grease gun, could you?
Sure. What about Tom?
I was telling me he's getting a visit from the environmental health people tomorrow.
Is there a problem?
No, no, it's just to see if his veal and ham pie idea is a goer.
Oh, right. And?
It is doable, apparently, if it's a small-scale operation.
Is it?
Yeah, they'd work on the cooked and raw products on different days, that's all.
Oh, right.
But the decision is at the discretion of the EHO.
Oh, fingers crossed, then.
He seemed to have everything crossed yesterday. Nearly got himself run out. But you've got to give him credit. You know, he is a worker. You heard from Pip today yet?
Yeah, she rang me a while ago.
Oh, yeah?
The supermarket have been in touch. They're processing her application and wanted to go in for half a day's training.
Training? For shelf stacking?
Oh, that's what I thought.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe it's a kind of tryout before they offer you the job.
She's going to be bored out of her skull.
I know.
And I hope you reminded her of that fact.
She knows full well, but she just wants the money.
You know, I still can't get my head round it. How can this be the same girl who got so angry with her best friend for chucking away her future and chucking in her studies to work in a supermarket?
I know.
It was less than a year ago.
Yeah.
And what happened to the girl who's been so involved and interested in everything that went on here since she was tiny?
I don't know. We have to accept that she might go back to being that girl again, but she might not. Do you want a coffee?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
Okay. Then I'm going to nip down to the village. I need to see Jolene.
Oh?
About organising the beer tent for the fete.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem for the committee, actually.
Well, I can imagine. The state she must be in.
I mean, a lot of extra work for Jolene and Fallon on the day.
Yeah. Sid could have done it with his eyes shut, eh?
Of course. So it doesn't feel fair asking them to do it.
No, I suppose not.
And it doesn't feel fair not asking them either. We can't suddenly ask someone else without giving them first refusal, can we?
Wow!
Impressed, Lillian?
I am! The place looks fantastic!
Oh, thanks.
Seriously, congratulations, Kenton.
Well, took some doing, but well worth it in the end.
It's a really welcoming space.
Mm, I'm glad you think so.
Now's business.
Well, it's booming.
Great.
Touch wood. Oh, it's early days yet.
Of course.
Yeah, we're new, so people are still coming in off the street, curious to see what we've done with the place.
Well done you, anyway.
What can I get you to drink?
Ooh, surprise me.
Okay.
I should tell you I'm driving, though.
Oh, okay. Well, what about one of our delicious mocktails, then?
Ooh, lovely.
We had a great afternoon a few weeks ago inventing these.
Ah, pages.
Yeah. I had a real laugh trying to think of names for them.
Purple pineapple passion. Oh. You sure you were sober?
Well, possibly not.
My tie made no Kenton.
Where's Matt, by the way?
Oh, he's got a couple of cronies to see.
Ah.
I know one of them. He could bore for Britain, believe me.
Oh, so you thought you'd come and keep me company?
Well, actually, I thought I'd be helping out at the Bull this lunchtime.
Why aren't you?
No, Jolene said she wanted to take over again.
Oh, well, I can't say I blame her.
Oh, Kenton, it's much too soon. She looked dreadful this morning. Sure, she hadn't slept a wink.
Well, speaking personally, I completely get her wanting to bury herself in her work.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I felt exactly the same. It's therapeutic.
Well, a little further along the line, maybe.
Oh, she's a big girl, and she's got Fallon to look out for her.
Well, all the same, I'll be keeping a close eye on her. I'm going to call in again when I get back.
A sprig of mint.
Ooh, please.
There you go. Tell me what you think.
Mmm. Oh, heavenly.
Yeah, I think I'll join you.
Hey, you finally found your métier, haven't you?
Mm. Well, I can safely say I've discovered what I want to be when I grow up.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Mm,
cheers. Mm. Oh, I just wish everyone else felt the same.
Everybody's been really great.
We were all very fond of Sid.
Yeah, I know.
You must let us know if you need anything, Jolene.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
I know what people say, but I mean it.
Yeah, no, it's kind of you, Ruth.
Does your sister still live locally? Nikki, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Just that family can be such a comfort at times like this.
Yeah, but she's in Spain at the moment.
Really?
She's been phoning as often as she can, though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she feels terrible about being away while, you know, this is going on.
I bet she does. I would too.
But we spoke yesterday. Anyhow, what can I get you?
Nothing, thanks. Actually, I'm here about the village fete.
Oh?
It's just... Well, we wanted to know if you can organise the beer tent this year, as usual.
Oh. Right, yeah.
Are you sure? Should you check with Fallon? I mean, I don't need an answer straight away. Are you okay? Jolene? Jolene?
Sorry, Ruth. What was it you ordered?
I didn't. It was just about the beer tent.
Hello?
It's me.
Oh, Kenton, hi.
Yeah, I'm just ringing to say I won't be back to eat tonight.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Kenton, hang on, please.
Yes?
We didn't get a chance to talk this morning.
And?
I talked to Jamie.
Yeah, so did I. I rang him on his mobile. I apologised and I told him I'd be late back.
I see.
I'll eat here.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and it'll be a late one tonight, so don't wait up.
How's it going?
Oh, nearly done. A couple more fencing staples to get out of here.
Thirsty?
Oh, thanks, love. Just the job.
That's okay.
So, how'd you get on with Jolene?
I think it was all right.
Problem?
No problem. She said they'll do the beer tent.
And?
Nothing really. She just seemed out of it.
Well, that's hardly surprising, really, is it?
No, poor thing.
Well, it's a good thing that they can rely on people like Clary.
Yeah, I bumped into her in the shop. She said Nick's doing some extra shifts too.
Well, they'll need her.
Do you want a hand?
Yeah, actually. Could you just grab the end of the wire there for a sec?
Of course.
Thanks.
Though that means Will looking after the kids on his own.
That won't be easy for him. He's busy at this time of year. Thanks.
It's amazing how people rally round in a crisis, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well, I'd better get off. What do you fancy for your dinner?
Well, it depends, really. I don't suppose Pip said anything about Jude coming round yet, has she?
No.
No, of course not.
Oh,
It was last Wednesday, wasn't it, when you suggested that he come and discuss this trip with us?
Yeah.
He's got no intention of coming round, is he?
I'll ask Pip to remind him.
Yeah. Love, you know that's a pointless exercise.
Well...
Come on, Ruth. He's either fobbing us off, or he just couldn't give a damn.
Hi, Pip.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Everything okay?
Yeah, fine, thanks. I'm just on my lunch break.
Alana said you've been busy in the orangery this morning.
I don't mind. I prefer it busy.
Well, do call in and say bye before you go tonight, won't you?
Yeah, okay.
Pip.
Hi, Jude.
How are you?
Fine, listen. Mum's been going on again about you coming over to Brookfield to talk about our trip.
Yeah.
I don't blame you for not wanting to do it, the way they've been with you. But you know what my parents are like. I mean, it will be worth it, I promise. I just think they'll feel so much better about what we're planning.
Right, listen.
And then they'll get off your back. So, when do you think you can make it?
I'm not coming.
Tonight, you mean?
No, I mean I won't be coming to Brookfield at all. Sorry, Fizz.
Why not? Where are you, Jude?
Actually, I'm at the airport.
What airport? I don't understand.
Well, I'm going to the States. My flight leaves in about, half an hour.
America?
New York, yeah.
You never said anything.
Well, I was just about to call
but
you.
But how long will you be gone for? I mean... Jude, when will you be back?
Look, Fizz, it's been great, fantastic. You're a lovely girl and we've had some laughs, but nothing lasts forever.
You're going to America without me.
There's a world out there, Fizz. It's just time to move on.
You're dumping me.
It was fun. Now it's all a bit... intense.
But no, it doesn't have to be.
The thing is, a room and an apartment came up. A friend of a friend. I couldn't turn it down. That would have been crazy.
I gave up college and everything for you.
I know. And that was sweet. But I never asked you to. Look, the departure gate's open. I've got to go.
Jude!
Take care, yeah? Bye.
Right, that's it then. What now?
Blimey, Joe, you're working hard.
Oh, I like to keep myself busy.
I know, but weren't you mean on Sunday too?
Oh, that was me proper shift. This one here is Sabrina Thwaites.
Oh, and why's she off, eh? Broke a nail, did she?
No, it clashed with her spray tan appointment, I think she said.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
Here, you seen this poster Cathy Perks left?
No, let's see.
Yeah, about bric-a-brac for the white elephant stall.
Oh, yeah, there's one in the phone box.
Yeah, I might have one or two things for her.
Oh, she's taking something on, isn't she, if she's going to do it all herself, working full-time.
Well, she'll have Kenton Archer to help.
Oh, I don't think so. Anyway, he was neither use nor ornament, as I remember.
Well, maybe young Jamie will help out.
Well, let's hope he's better at it than my Christopher was when he helped out. I suppose it might take his mind off things.
Yeah, poor lad. He's spending a lot of time in his room. I can hear his music.
Oh, it's so sad.
I'll put this poster in the window then, shall I?
Oh, thanks, Joe. Make sure you use the special stool.
Oh, right, you are.
Alan was in earlier.
Hello,
He said Amy will be here for the fete. She's coming up for the weekend.
That's nice for him.
Oh, yeah, he was made up. Says she'll be coming home for longer next month, too.
Oh, will she now?
Some sort of placement, he says, working for 4 weeks at a birthing centre or some such thing.
Oh, will she be staying with the vicar?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Look at these packets of almond slices.
What's the matter with them?
Some volunteers still haven't got the hang of stock rotation.
Oh, haven't they?
This is the umpteenth time I've had to move the new stock from the front to the back.
Now then, why don't I do that for you, eh? And you being younger and nimbler, you can put the poster up in the window.
Pip, it's Elizabeth. Pip, what's happened? Lorna rang me and said you're in here. What's the matter? Come on, Pip, open the door. It's only me. There's no one else in here, Pip. Please.
It's Jude.
Well, what's happened?
He was at the airport. He's going away.
Oh, no. Oh, come here. Oh, when did this happen?
A few minutes ago. It was horrible.
He rang you and finished with you over the phone?
I rang him.
I see. Look, we can't talk properly here. You go back to the house.
What about my job?
Lorna will sort out some cover. Go upstairs to our sitting room and I'll be with you in a minute.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, and when they land in San Francisco, they'll stay with a friend of Alice's for a few days.
Oh, that's handy, isn't it?
Yeah, they're in a car. So on the Friday or the Saturday, they'll set off down the coast and then turn inland to Yosemite Park.
Oh, very nice.
And they're going to see the Grand Canyon. You can fly over it, you know, Joe.
Oh, can you now?
Then they'll visit Las Vegas and then on to Los Angeles and fly home from there.
Well, now, Susan Carter, that is an holiday in and a half, eh?
Imagine, eh? My Christopher having such a glamorous holiday, eh, Joe? With such a glamorous girlfriend. Of course, he's on a good wage nowadays.
Oh, you got him into a good profession there.
And Alice isn't short of a bob or two, as we all know.
You can say that again.
Now, Joe, if you're at a loose end, you could sort some of that delivery out.
Oh,
Yeah, this stuff here that came this morning.
Oh, it's soap powder.
Well, it still needs sorting out. Now, where did I put that knife to open the box? Oh, dear.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll sort them out.
Oh, righto, thanks.
Yeah, I put these chocolate biscuits out on Sunday.
Oh, you have been working hard.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Oh, look at this packet here, eh? Hmm? Oh. It's out of date. We can't sell these.
Oh, see what happens. And I hate waste.
Yeah, me and all. I'll take them home for Clary, shall I? She's very partial to a chocolate biscuit with her a cup of tea.
Oh, okay, Joe. You go ahead.
I was with him yesterday, Elizabeth. He never said anything. And all the time... He must have had his ticket and everything.
Oh, Pip.
He didn't act different to me. I don't think he did. He was just his usual self. I asked him about coming to Brookfield to discuss our trip.
And what did he say?
He said yes, but he wouldn't say when he'd come. But I knew he wasn't looking forward to it, so I didn't think anything of it.
Why should you?
Oh, I shouldn't have kept on at him. He's not used to having parents interfere in his life.
No, it's not your fault.
How can you say that? It must have been something I did. Everything was fine last week. He wanted me to go with him.
Did he?
Yes, I know he did. Maybe he'll miss me when he's stuck in New York, away from all his friends. Maybe he'll realise it was a mistake.
Look, Pip... What he did to you today was unforgivable. It's cruel. You didn't deserve to be treated like that. You wouldn't have done something as awful as that to him, would you?
No.
No.
Oh, Elizabeth. What am I going to do?
Right, well, for the moment, you should at least ring your mum and dad and let them know what's happened.
No.
They need to know.
I can't talk about it, not to them.
You'll have to sooner or later.
No, I know what they'll say.
I know, but...
And I can't go home. I mean, I can't face them. I just can't.
Okay, but you can stay here for the night.
Thank you.
But I'll call your mum and dad and tell them what's happened. Okay?
Well, thanks very much, Joe. You've been a great help.
My pleasure. Right, I'll be off then.
Hey, hang on a minute.
What?
All that shopping.
Oh, this?
Have you paid for that?
Oh, no. None of this needs paying for.
Mm-hmm. How do you make that out?
Well, it's all out-of-date stuff. Seem to waste it.
All that?
Huh.
Let's have a look.
Oh, you can trust me, Susan.
No, there just seems to be such a lot, that's all. Can I see?
Well, if you insist.
Thank you. What's this?
What?
Almond slices.
Ah.
Gourmet crisps.
Yeah, criminal, isn't it?
Yeah, you could almost say that. You must think I was born yesterday, Joe.
Eh?
You've been deliberately hiding old stock at the back of the shelves to take home, haven't you? Once it's past its sell-by date.
Oh, no. They print some numbers so small, aren't they? And with my eyes not being what they were...
Yeah, I see.
Mistakes is easily made,
yeah,
you know.
If they are mistakes. Well, it's not on, Joe. Yeah, so you can leave this here with me. And you better get off home. Bye, Joe.
Well, what are you going to do with all that stuff, then?
Well, I'll just have to take it home from me and Neil, won't I? After all, it's a shame to waste it, isn't it?
And obviously she was in no fit state to go back to work. She's in one of the guest rooms.
And how is she, Elizabeth?
When I took her a cup of tea just now, she'd got into bed.
She must be in a terrible state.
So when is she coming home?
Well, let's just see how she is tomorrow, David.
Thanks for filling us in anyway.
Oh, it's okay, Ruth. Try not to worry, both of you. I'll look after her.
Okay.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
We'll speak tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well.
My poor little girl.
Yeah.
So that's that then.
He's out of our lives.
Thank God.
Yeah, and thank goodness he dumped her here. You know, safe. Not in some one-horse town in the States or the Australian outback or somewhere. God knows what would have happened then.
Doesn't bear thinking about.
What a first-class...
Isn't he, though?
God, I wish he was here.
I'd like to slap his smug face myself.
How could he do that to her? How could he be so callous?
She must be devastated. I wish she'd come home. All I want to do is put my arms around her.
I wish there was something we could do.
I have a good mind to drive over to Lua Loxley.
No, love, no. I really don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
Not the way she must be feeling right now.
But maybe if I talk
no,
to her...
No, let's leave it. Like Elizabeth said, she needs some time to come to terms with it all.
You're right.
We'll see her tomorrow. Hmm?
Yeah.
And we can look forward to the day when we can all finally put it behind us.
Pip, are you awake?
Yeah.
Can I come in?
Yeah.
Brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks.
How are you?
Oh, I don't know. Headachy. I didn't sleep.
Are you thinking about phoning home?
No.
It's just you've got your phone on, unless...
I had it on silent, so it wouldn't disturb anyone if it rang.
I see.
That meant I had to keep checking it. I thought maybe with the time difference in New York...
Jude might ring or text.
Yeah.
Oh, Pip.
So, stalemate. That's both Beth Saunders and Niall Duffy on board, but Hastings is still a no.
Yes.
But I think it's worth us going back to him, Brian.
Perhaps.
Try again next week.
Actually, Annabel, what I'd like to do is drop you back at your office and go back on my own, if you don't mind. I know Hastings' type. I'd like to approach him one-to-one. As a farmer, rather than as a big-shot property developer.
If that's what you think it'll take, you know me, Brian. The ultimate pragmatist.
And he might be more open to listening to the arguments.
It's not fair, Elizabeth.
No, Pip, it's not.
I love him.
I know.
I really do. Why did he have to do this? We could have talked about it. Why couldn't he just be up front and say what was bothering him? We could have sorted it out. I know we could.
I don't think that was his way.
Maybe I should ring him.
That's not a good idea.
But if his pride's hurt because he thought he wasn't trusted...
Is that the impression you got yesterday when you spoke to him?
No.
Tell me what he said when you rang him.
I phoned him as soon as I went on my lunch break, just after you left the orangery.
And when he answered, how did he sound?
Well,
He said he was just about to ring me.
Did he?
But he wasn't, was he?
Doesn't sound like it, no.
He was just going to go to America without saying anything. He was just going to drop out of my life. He didn't really love me at all, did he? Not like I loved him.
No, darling, I don't think he did. Oh, it hurts so much, doesn't it? I know how you feel, sweetheart.
Do you?
Yes, oh, I do.
I thought I told you and your partner already. I'm not selling my land.
You did indeed, Mr. Hastings. We'll leave that to one side.
Oh, what else do you want?
Well, this may sound odd, but I couldn't help noticing that baler of yours.
What about it?
Well, I'm a cereal farmer myself. I was thinking about getting one of them.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I don't want to take up your time, but would you care to tell me what you think of it?
Oh, Pip, it was a long time ago.
What was his name?
Cameron Fraser. He was very like Jude in some ways.
And he did this to you?
I was a bit older than you, 25. He was 42. He was charming, attractive, well-off, mature. Or so I thought. Everything I wanted in a man. I really fell for him.
Was this before you met Nigel?
No, I already knew Nigel. He and Cameron became sort of rivals. One day, as a surprise, Cameron took me out in his car and drove all the way to Beachy Head. I thought it was so romantic. And he told me all about himself, how lonely and unloved his childhood had been.
Was it true?
I don't know, Pip, but I fell for the story. He said the easy things, that in me he'd finally found the woman he could share his thoughts and feelings with.
Jude told me I was fun. He said I was clever.
You are. You're both those things.
He made me feel, I don't know, special. I couldn't believe he wanted to go out with me.
That's just it. With Cameron, I felt so valued, important, and so special to have been chosen. We were in love. For a few fabulous weeks, life was wonderful. And then I found out I was pregnant.
Oh, no. What happened? What did Gran say?
I didn't dare tell her at first. Mum and Dad both hated Cameron.
Did they?
Oh, yes. And I didn't tell Cameron either. But when I started feeling sick and taking time off work, Mum guessed it was morning sickness and asked if I was pregnant. So I had to tell her then.
And what happened when Grandad found out?
He said I didn't have to marry Cameron if I didn't want to. I didn't know what I wanted. But Cameron told me what he wanted straight away when I told him about the pregnancy. He offered to pay for an abortion.
An abortion? Just like that?
Just like that. But after I thought about it, I decided I was going to keep the baby. I told Nigel.
Nigel?
I was working for him here at Lower Loxley. Nigel was wonderful. And I told your Mum and Dad and Shula eventually. And for a while, it seemed as though everything would be okay. But Cameron was in serious financial trouble. I thought things would sort themselves out. I had faith in him. He told me he loved me and planned a holiday for us both.
You were going away together too?
Yeah. But then on the way to the airport, we stopped to eat. He went to the loo. He never came back.
What do you mean, he never came back?
Just that. I literally never saw him again. He left me waiting in the restaurant.
That's terrible.
There I was, pregnant, miles away from home, no money, no transport.
What did you do?
I had to hitch a lift home.
And he never came back?
Never. That was the lowest I've ever been in my life.
I believe you.
And in the end, I decided I wasn't ready to love and look after his baby. So I had an abortion.
I never knew any of this.
No, hardly anyone else does.
I can't imagine what you went through.
So you see, Pip, that's how I know how you feel.
Of course, That's what you do it for. To hand it all down to the next generation.
Absolutely.
And I can't stand land agents. They got no understanding of it. Not really. I'd never sell to the likes of them.
I couldn't agree more. What is it your son does?
He's a chartered accountant.
Oh, I see. Oh, you must have been very disappointed when he said he didn't want to take over the farm from you.
Disappointed, but not surprised. He was never that interested, even as a boy.
Well, I can sympathise. I have a son, and I'm not sure where his interests lie for now. But I've been very disappointed the same thing happened to us.
Yes?
But my stepdaughter and stepson have taken the reins.
Well, count yourself lucky. It caused a rift in my family for a time. We get on now, though. It was my wife who patched things up between us.
I imagine she's looking forward to you both retiring.
Oh, she can't wait. But she'll have to.
Well, she needn't if this development goes through. The money we're offering would add a decent amount to your retirement fund, and you could possibly bring it forward while they're both still young enough to enjoy it. I mean, have we got grandchildren?
A boy and a girl.
Oh, well, they're a joy, aren't they? Time misspending with them can never be recouped.
True enough.
And you'd be doing a wonderful service to the farming community round here. A facility like this could make all the difference.
I don't know. It's been Hastings' land for generations. I've been letting my father and grandfather down.
Really? I mean, don't you think they'd have been all for it? This is to benefit farmers, after all.
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Aldridge. I don't think I can.
Well, discuss it with your wife.
No. It wouldn't be right to sell.
All right, I understand. Here's my business card, anyway. I mean, can't hurt to have my number. Thanks for your time.
Are you okay?
Sorry.
It's a long time since I let myself think about all that. But, Pip, it was meant to be. I found out what real love is.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you're with us and you're safe. It could have been so much worse. And you can and will get over this. It might not feel like it just now, but I promise you, you will.
Oh, I feel so pathetic. But I truly, truly thought he loved me like I love him.
Of course you did. It will get easier.
Yeah, I hope so.
And you'll find someone who truly does love you. I promise. Just like I did.
According to Oliver, he's had a Damascene conversion.
This is Matt Crawford we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, to the need for social housing. A matter of conscience, apparently. During his recent stay at Her Majesty's pleasure, he gained a profound insight into the urgent need for more affordable accommodation.
Very laudable.
Except that it was a condition of planning permission being granted. One of the properties should be developed for that market.
Did Alice and her boyfriend get off all right this morning?
They did, yeah. Jenny and I drove them to the airport at some ungodly hour.
Where is it they're headed again?
San Francisco's first stop. Oh, hang on, I'll put this on loudspeaker. It's Mr. Hastings.
Interesting.
Hello?
Is that Brian Aldridge?
Speaking. Mr. Hastings, what can I do for you?
I've been thinking since your visit this morning.
Oh, yeah?
And I talked it over with my son. I told him what you said, and he thinks you talked a lot of sense.
Good man. So, what have you decided?
All things considered, I think he's right. You got yourself a deal.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Pip, would you like some lunch? It's just quiche and salad, if you're hungry.
Yeah, a bit, thanks.
How are you feeling?
Okay. I've been thinking.
Oh?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to do.
What, this afternoon, or are you thinking more in general?
Both. What would you do, Elizabeth, in my shoes?
Well, if I were you, I'd keep my options open. You're not really ready to make big decisions. What about college?
Oh, I don't know.
You should talk it over with your mum. I'm sure she'd go back in to see your tutor with you.
No, I can't talk to her. I can't face them. Not yet. I know exactly what they'll say. They'll be so happy he's gone.
Pip, they love you far too much to gloat. You should ring them.
I can't. I need more time. I can't get my head round it all. Could I stay here for tonight again, please?
Yes, of course you can.
And will you let them know?
All right. But your mum and dad are worried, Pip. And they want to hear from you, not me. Don't leave it too long before you call them, okay?
So, happy birthday, Puscat.
Oh, Matt. Oh, how thoughtful.
I'm glad you like him.
These are my favourite smellies.
It's just a little thing for now. And once I'm back on serious money, I'll treat you to something really special.
Oh, there's no need, darling. This is perfect, thank you. What's the weather like?
Yeah, nice day. Why?
Just wondering what we could do today for my birthday. What?
No, nothing.
You planned something already?
Well, yeah.
And it's not another birthday treat by the look on your face.
Well, I got a call from Mickey Scholes last night.
Is he one of the guys you went to see on Monday?
Yeah, business associate of Frankie's. Anyway, he's put me onto a very interesting property, thought might suit our portfolio. He gave me the details.
Oh, good. What kind of property?
3-storey Edwardian terrace in Hollerton.
Well, whereabouts in Hollerton?
Curtis Road, you know it.
Yeah, I think so. Isn't it near the park?
Oh, sure. We'll find out later, yeah?
Oh, Matt.
What?
Oh, we thought we'd be going out for lunch.
Well, this won't take long.
Besides, I want to call in on Jolene too.
Jolene, what?
To check up on her without making it look like I am checking up on her.
Eh?
Looked dreadful when I called yesterday. Can't believe she's working in the pub at all. Not yet.
Well, look, why don't we view the property, then come back to the Bull for lunch? Kill two birds with one stone.
No, but...
Then straight back into the office in the afternoon to get the ball rolling. How about that, Puss?
I've just had a text from Pip.
Oh, thank goodness for that. What does it say?
More or less the same as the one last night. Don't worry, I'm okay. See you later.
She doesn't say when?
No.
Oh.
That's it. No detail, nothing.
Well, I'm sure there won't be a problem. Elizabeth would have rung.
I know. But I hardly slept at all last night, going over things. I hoped she might be home this morning. I thought that was what the text was about.
Hey, come here.
I just want a home. Then I can help her sort things out.
I know you do, love. I do too.
I just want to hold her and kiss it better. Not that I could, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. We just have to try and be patient a little while longer, eh?
Well, if I haven't had a call from her by lunchtime, I'll give Elizabeth a ring. At least I can find out how she is.
Doing?
Mum,
did you just switch off the vac?
You can't do this all on your own.
Of course I can.
I don't believe you let me oversleep like that.
Why didn't you come and wake me up?
Because I know you needed it.
Just look what time it is. There's still so much to do.
I can manage.
You should have woken me up.
No, Mum, I shouldn't. I heard you get up in the night about 2:30.
Yeah.
I heard you in the kitchen making tea.
I had a terrible dream, really strange. And when I woke up, I couldn't remember where I was, whether I was still in New Zealand. I couldn't get my bearings. And I wanted to wake Sid and ask him, but I couldn't find him.
Oh, Mum, that must have been awful.
Yeah, it's daft, aren't I?
Of course not. Look, I can leave the hoovering for now.
Yeah, and I'll just be holding you up even more.
Mum, there's no one in. I can finish it off in a bit.
Oh, okay.
Let me get you a coffee and we can have a talk. Then Nick said she'd come in a bit early, so you can leave us both to it.
Well, what do you care about a bit of ribbing from Oliver?
Oh, it's not that. I couldn't give a monkey's what Oliver Sterling thinks of me.
What bigger things to think about?
No, it's Brian Aldridge who gets my goat.
Oh, Matt, on honestly, letting Brian get to you.
Well, he's been making a meal of me offering some of the hillside apartments at cheaper rents. You can imagine, saying I'm only doing it because I've got no choice.
Oh, ignore him, Tango.
Well, there's plenty of people who'd pay through the nose for a quality apartment in Ambridge.
Of course there are.
But I am well aware of the need for affordable places for young people.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever the regulations, it makes sense for me to offer them a lower rent.
Us?
Yeah, he just loves having something to trash me with.
Well, it's just a bit of point scoring.
Cheek of the bloke.
You know what Brian's like.
Yeah, he'll be laughing on the other side of his face if this comes off. Ah, this is ideal for Amside's next conversion investment, don't you think?
Not so sure.
No?
There's something niggling me.
What's that?
I don't know. I can't quite remember.
Well, Lillian, we need to move quickly on these things.
Yeah, and do know that.
See, I'd like to get the builder in this week to give it the once-over if I can.
This week?
Well, BL are starting work on the Marquis of Granby next month. They'll be earning on it before long.
There's just something I vaguely remember reading about it in the Echo.
Well, it can't have been major, or you'd remember what it was. No, I think we should get cracking.
Matt, we should find out whether it's a sound investment first.
All right, have it your way.
Thank you.
I think you've been a bit cautious, but if you want to look into this vague recollection, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I will.
Just don't take too long over it, okay?
Ah, any news?
Not from Pip.
Did you speak to Elizabeth?
Yeah, she rang just after you'd gone back out.
What'd she say?
Well, she said not to worry. Pip's gone back to work in the orangery this morning.
Oh, well, that's a good sign, I suppose.
Yeah.
It'll help to take her mind off it for a while at least.
That's what I said. She's okay, according to Elizabeth. Not great, but what do you expect after Tuesday?
I'll tell you what, he'd better not show his face around here again.
Anyway, she said she's still working on Pip to get her to come home.
Right. Maybe we should go over there and fetch her.
No, I think you were right. Leave her to come back when she's ready.
I don't know what to think.
Well, we've waited up to now. There's no sense pushing things.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
We know she's safe. We know where she is. And we know Elizabeth and Nigel and the kids are all there to comfort her and look after her. Could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
What's going on? Nap?
Yeah, I know.
Why are you on this side of the bar? Mum?
Look.
What?
No, it's fine. I've just got Lillian a brandy, that's all.
Oh, what? I served you.
Yeah, whiskey, yeah. It's no big deal. Look, keep the change, Fallon, OK? I'll get this to Lillian.
Mum?
Hmm?
Are you OK?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was just...
Why don't you go and have a lie down?
No, I can't leave you in here on your own.
Oh, yes, you can. It's quiet now. Nick's doing fine in the public bar. We'll manage.
Oh, I'm just tired, that's all.
Exactly. Go on, Mum. You get off upstairs.
What happened there?
Yeah, I thought I'd better help myself.
Oh, I saw.
She was miles away.
I knew she wasn't on top of things, Matt. I said so this morning, didn't I?
Yeah.
But I hadn't realised things were quite this bad, though.
Poor Jolene, eh?
She's in a terrible state. Hello, Fallon.
Hi. I'm sorry about that, Matt.
Oh, no. Forget it. It's fine.
She looks awful, Fallon.
I know. Lillian, can I ask a favour?
Of course. Ask away.
I'm so worried about her. You couldn't come back part-time again, could you?
Darling, of course I can.
I am managing, and Clary and Nick are being fantastic, especially Clary.
I know, she's a star.
After a full day's work, too. I don't know what I'd have done without her.
Good for her.
It's been good to have her around. She's been very reassuring.
I'm sure.
And everyone's so understanding and everything.
But
I can't persuade Mum. She needs rest to take it all in. And if you were here sometimes...
She might accept that the pub's fine and give herself a bit of time.
Yeah, that's it.
Easy, girl. Come on.
Ruth, have you seen the time?
What?
Shouldn't you be setting off to pick up the boys from the school bus?
Oh.
It's gone 3:30.
Oh, I'm so behind. I don't know where the time's gone today.
Do you want me to go?
No, it's fine. Let me just sort this hoof, then I'll get going.
All right. Any news?
Oh, I left Pip another voicemail message earlier. She's still not picking up.
Well, they'll be busy at Lower Loxley this time of year.
Yeah, I'll give Elizabeth another ring tonight.
Okay. What about the fake committee meeting?
Well, I don't know whether to go or not.
You should.
Yeah?
Yeah. It'll do you good. Anyway, you must be dying to hear about Linda Snell's, whatever it is.
A whodunit.
What's it called again?
The Strange Affair at Ambridge Towers.
Great.
Cathy's asked me to meet her at the village hall beforehand.
Oh, yeah?
Not very happy about your brother's level of help with a stall, from what she said on the phone.
Well, I can't see it being his top priority at the moment.
No. Anyway, Cathy wants me to help her dig out last year's leftovers from the White Elephant stall. They're stored under the stage somewhere, she said.
Look, you get off and pick the boys up. I'll finish up here.
Oh, thanks.
And do tell them you'll go tonight.
Okay. Oh, it's from Pip.
Oh, what did she say?
Home tomorrow. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Oh, thank goodness for that.
Hi, Cathy.
Oh, Pat, hi.
Not heard from you all week.
No, I'm sorry.
How are you?
Not great, to be honest, but never mind about me. How are things with you?
Oh, well, Tony's getting ready to combine next week. Tom had his visit from the environmental health people.
Oh, are there problems?
Oh, no. It's just about the veal and ham pies.
Of course, yes. Sorry, you did tell me. How did he get on?
Oh, it's all systems go at the moment. But even Tom was surprised at all the food safety rules involved.
Yeah.
Everything has to be approved under much tougher regulations than those for the sausages.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
So he's got to decide if it's a viable investment. Oh, and it's Brenda's last day in her job in Leicester today. She's starting work for Lillian next week in her property company.
Oh, goodness, it's all happening.
Never a dull moment with my lot. How's Jamie been? Tony said he was very upset on Sunday.
Yes, it was awful. I don't really want to talk about it here, Pat.
No, of course not. Look, why don't you come up to Bridge Farm after supper? Tony will be at the Bull. It'll just be the two of us. We can talk then.
Thanks. That'd be great. So, what did Adam say?
As long as the weather holds, he'll be over with the combine on Tuesday.
OK. Listen, I've got to get back to the dinner, David. I've just started frying some onions.
Yeah, just before you ring off, have you heard from Pip?
No, nothing since that text yesterday afternoon.
All right.
Do you think we should drive over after we've eaten?
Maybe.
Oh, let me get on. I'll give Elizabeth a ring in a little while.
OK, I'll see you later.
Bye.
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 Mum?
Pip!
Oh, Mum.
Oh, hey, sweet. Shh, it's all right. It's all right. You're home now.
Mum?
Oh, hello, love. Supper will be half an hour or so.
I've had an idea about that.
An idea? What kind of idea?
Look, Mum, you still haven't seen what Kenton's done with Jax, have you?
Oh, well, no.
It's no wonder he's fed up, is it? If his own partner can't be bothered to go where he works and see how much has changed.
Well, it's not that I can't.
And don't say you haven't had the time either. It wouldn't take long to drive into Borchester and have a look around.
No, but it's just not been a priority.
Well, you should make it one. He really should be more interested in what he's doing. He's always been interested in stuff you've done, hasn't he?
Yes.
I've heard you tell Pat and people how he's great support and everything.
Well, yes, that's true, Jamie.
Look, other people have said great things about the bar. I just think it's a bit rubbish for Kenton. After he's worked so hard on it, that his own partner hasn't even been to see it yet. He's really proud of it. It's like his dream.
Yes, yes, I know it is.
So, my idea is you and I go there tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. And instead of you cooking, we eat in the bar. The three of us. Together. Go on, what do you think?
Do you want a coffee?
No, I'm okay, thanks, Mum.
Juice?
I'm fine. Sorry about the pan.
You know it's not the first time I've burnt the onions. Never mind. Oh. It's lovely to have you home, you know.
Yeah.
Your dad and I have missed you.
Me too.
You look really tired.
I haven't slept.
You won't have.
I've just been going over and over everything.
You do.
You know, I never thought he'd dump me like that. Just go.
Of course not.
He wouldn't have said anything if I hadn't rung him. Can you believe that?
It's a horrible thing to do. Cowardly.
He didn't care about me at all, did he?
That's his problem and his loss.
But why couldn't I see him for what he really was?
You were in love.
Oh, I just feel so stupid now.
You're not stupid at all. You're hurt. I'm really sorry it's happened like this.
But you hated him.
We didn't hate him. But we love you. And we didn't think he would love and care for you like you deserve. We hated stopping you from doing things, but we were scared for you, Pip. That's the truth.
I know.
Oh, come here.
Where's Dad?
He'll be back in the yard by now. Why don't you go and find him? He knows what's happened.
Yeah.
Just go and talk to him.
Oh, quick, Kenton. It's an emergency. Hmm? I need something long, cool and colourful now.
You're looking at him.
Oh, Kenton! And wet.
Well, that counts me out then.
Oh, sure about that.
Hi, cheeky. Just remember who pays your wages, young woman.
Oh, something with mango. Huh? I'm in the mood for mango.
Isn't there a song about that?
Well, there isn't. There should be.
Oh, hey, you know that little twerp from last night?
What, that pain in the bum Hooray Henry? The one who tried to send a bottle of wine back when they'd drunk nearly the whole thing?
Yeah, him. Well, I remember today where I knew him from.
Oh, yeah, where?
Yeah. Last week it was. You know the mobile juice bar on market days?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was at the counter with this blonde girl, obviously out to impress her.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. Can I have some fizz in there?
Yeah, sure. Soda? Lemonade?
Oh, soda, please. Yeah. Go on. Oh, it looks gorgeous.
Well, he was there, OK? He was wearing this.
What do you think, Mum?
Wow! It's changed completely.
I told you. Do you like the digital art?
Yes, I do.
I thought you would. Oh, there's Kenton and Kirsty.
Oh, yes.
It's just crazy. Yeah. And when he had a taste, yeah. His face turned the same shade. Right, come on, Skyver, all hands to the pump.
All right, sleeve driver. Let me have my jacket up first.
Kenton! Come on, Mum. Hi.
Hi, Jamie. Kathy.
Hello.
Well, this is a surprise.
Yes, look, you're obviously busy.
Mum!
Jamie, it's Friday night. We'll come back another time, when it's not so busy.
Mum, please!
No, Jamie, it's fine. I'm really pleased that you're here. I can spare the time for a guided tour for your mum.
That's it, girl.
Hello, Pip. What do you think of her, then?
Is this the heifer you're thinking of showing?
This is the one.
Adana, isn't it?
Yep. My first choice went a bit lame, but I think this one's okay. Do you think she can hack it?
Let's see. Yep, good foot placement.
Mm-hmm.
Well-shaped feet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you walk a few paces for me?
Yep. Come on, go.
Yep. Well, she's got a well-balanced gait and a nice level top line.
Verdict?
Yeah, I think she's a good choice.
Good stuff. Yeah, the problem is, though, we've had to prepare her in a hurry, and she could sense that poor old Josh wasn't totally up to the job. First time he had a go, she had a bit of fun with him, pulled him halfway across the yard.
But he was really cocky before that happened.
Well, he's not done too badly since then. I've been keeping a close eye on things, but he's nowhere near your league yet. And if we're going to stand a chance, we need someone with more expertise and a better feel for cattle.
You know, I remember when she was born, I'd gone up to check on the Herefords because you and Mum were busy. Was it when you were getting the paddocks ready with Eddie?
Can't remember.
Well, Mum was probably milking, and I saw her mother in the corner of the field under a tree, and I was just in time to see her calf.
Yeah, you did a good job.
I didn't really do much.
Well, no, but I'd put her in there because she was a first-timer, and Adana looked like being quite a big calf, so there could have been problems.
I suppose.
So the important thing was that you were on hand, and we knew that we could rely on you.
Where's the comb and the scissors? I'll start trimming her if you finish drying.
Okay. Yeah, I really think she might stand a chance of winning, you know.
Yeah, me too.
You fancy coming along to the show? You know, to see if a rosette comes our way?
Yeah. Yeah, I might.
Oh, pour us both a glass of that wine, would you please, Cathy?
Sure. I passed Tom and Brenda in the lane.
Yeah, poor Brenda. She had a very stressful week working round the clock on the drink launch. And you know, they never even got her a leaving card.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One or two of her colleagues wished her good luck, but her bosses blanked her, she said.
No.
Yeah, I'm still annoyed that she was leaving after such a short time.
Still, at least she's got a decent job to go straight into.
Oh, yeah. She's looking forward to it. So, how are things with you?
Well, we went to Jack's this evening.
Oh?
Yeah. Jamie and me. After everything he said last week and what happened. Well, when Jamie suggested we eat there, I felt I couldn't turn him down.
How did it go?
Well, Kenton tried really hard.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, he was lovely with Jamie. He gave us the guided tour and then the three of us had a meal on the house. Well, Jamie was so excited. Kenton actually got him laughing, but...
Cathy, you can't expect things to get back to how they were straight away.
I know I was wrong not to let Kenton come to the cricket field with us on Sunday. I mean, inside I knew as soon as I said it that it was vindictive to Kenton and selfish to Jamie. And honestly, I've been trying all week to make amends for that.
Well, that's good, isn't it? Give it time.
Yeah, well, it's not as easy as that, Pat. I hadn't realised just how far apart Kenton and I had grown until I saw him at Jack's.
Why?
Well, when we got there, before he noticed us. He was laughing and joking with Kirsty. And when he saw me, it all went away. He tried not to show it, but it did.
Oh, Cathy.
I saw him so happy there behind the bar. It was as if I was seeing him for the first time. I saw Kenton as he really should be. It's as if he's just a shell of the real man when he's with me.